Jeb Bush insists he has not decided whether he's running for president. Don't tell that to residents of Iowa who have seen plenty of him, likely not just because he enjoys the gorgeous landscape and the hearty food. Iowa holds the first presidential contest in 2016. A major force on the Republican side will be evangelical voters. They turned out in a big way for George W. Bush 16 years ago, but they are unlikely to do the same for his brother, a deeply religious man who's treated with suspicion by many religious conservatives. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
When Jeb Bush recently visited Loras College, a small Catholic liberal arts school located in Dubuque, he ended his remarks with this, almost as an afterthought.
20 years ago, I converted to Catholicism. It was one of the smartest things I've ever done in my life.
Bush said he was raised Episcopalian. He became Catholic, his wife's religion, in his 40s.
And I believe that it is the architecture that gives me the serenity I need, not just as a public leader or in life. It gives me peace. It allows me to have a closer relationship with my Creator.
It's different from the way his brother George talked about his faith, which was intertwined with policy. This is from the Iowa Straw Poll in 1999.
America's strongest foundation is not found in our wallets. It is found in our souls.
As a candidate, that Bush often talked about personal redemption, of how at age 40 he quit drinking, and of embracing religion with the help of none other than the Reverend Billy Graham. In a debate during 2000, George W. Bush spoke of protecting the unborn.
I think what the next president ought to do is to promote a culture of life in America.
It played very well with Iowa evangelicals. The future president coasted to victory in the caucuses. But Christopher Budzes, a political science professor at Loras College, says George Bush got those voters with more than just words. He used organization.
One of the things that the George W. Bush campaign was very concerted about was reaching out to the church networks and getting advocates for the W. candidacy, oftentimes outside the gaze of the media or public conversation.
Budzes says that's not happening in the same way for Jeb Bush. Evangelical voters are more organized in Iowa than they were four presidential elections ago, and they make up 60% of GOP Iowa caucus participants, despite Jeb Bush's opposition to abortion and same-sex marriage. Many voters here see him as moderate. This reaction from Republican voter Byron Carlson, a physician, is not unusual.
I guess I would say I'm a Christian conservative, but I think at this time it's kind of a wide open field, and Jeb just wasn't that impressive to me listening to him.
Bob Vanderplaats heads a group called the Family Leader, the state's top social conservative organization. He praises Jeb Bush's record in dealing with the Terri Schiavo case when he was governor of Florida. Bush fought the removal of the brain-damaged woman's feeding tube, even after she'd been unconscious for more than a decade. Still, Vanderplaats acknowledges ambivalence toward Bush. He points to Bush, who said he'd run a campaign to win the general election.
That may be code for, do you really want to champion the conservative values?
And there's dislike of Jeb Bush's support for Common Core education standards and his call for a path to legal status for immigrants in the U.S. illegally. This year's GOP field looks to be huge, and many of them are making a hard play for evangelicals. Vanderplaats says that's good and bad.
And the reason it's bad is that's a way for our base to divide its support quickly, which really weakens the impact that we probably could have in the process.
That could create an opening for Jeb Bush and please Republicans like 60-year-old David Richter, who came to see him in Dubuque.
I'm a little afraid of the Christian right, and I think that it's infiltrated government to an unreasonable degree, and I think that's problematic.
But in Iowa, those evangelical voters do matter, especially in the caucuses. George W. Bush got them to pull together, but for Jeb, his best bet may be if they don't. Don Gagne, NPR News.